إلا الله. Put it in the front. اسی طرح سے ممکن ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن
ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد that we will continue with that subject that we had commenced with last week. But hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. Many, many times I have given an explanation to this poetry. But every time we listen to it, it will strengthen our iman, our yaqeen on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that He is the fa'al. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the doer of all things. Meaning that He gives you the qudrat and the power to do that which you want to do. Because sometimes people misunderstand this. That if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the doer, then na'uzu billah, everything wrong also we are doing, Allah ta'ala is doing it. So we lose our iman if we have to hold a belief like that. What it means is that the person, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, has given him a willpower. If he wants to do good, like now we wanted to make salat, we made our niyat, we want to go for salat, we made the preparation for salat, we made the effort in that direction for salat. So now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us that qudrat, that power to walk towards the masjid, to drive towards the masjid, to go towards the masjid. Now who gave that power? That power came from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The person made the intention, he made the niyat, he used his willpower. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him that qudrat to now go to the masjid. So he is getting reward on the usage of that willpower of his. And if he remained behind at home and kept on watching the television or kept on indulging in some other kind of futile activities or due to negligence and indifference did not proceed to the masjid, then we will say that he had a willpower which Allah Ta'ala gave to him, but he didn't, and Allah Ta'ala gave him strength in his body also, but he didn't make use of it to go to the masjid. So now he is going to be blamed for that sin of his. But in reality, that qudrat and that power that comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then if it is beyond a person's qudrat and power, he does not have a willpower, the person has gone insane, he's gone mad. So then he's not even questioned. Now if a mad person doesn't come to the masjid for salat, then he's not going to be questioned that why you didn't make your salat. In fact, you should not bring a mad person to the masjid. We are told in the Hadith Sharif, that keep the mad people away from your masjid. Keep the little children away from your masjid. Little children meaning those who don't know anything about the harat, about the adab of the masjid. The person who's going to make his stinja in the masjid is going to disrespect. Now that child doesn't know, so then keep such children away. So the mad person, because he does not have the willpower, ND4828, remove your cup. So now he doesn't have that willpower. He doesn't have that understanding. So therefore, he is not blamed for it. But the person who has that willpower, and so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him that qudrat when he makes that intention. So if it's beyond his qudrat, then he's not going to be blamed. So in this world of means, in this dunya, there's no other way to live. ND1093, leave that there. ND531996. So there will be tests and trials in this world where there's going to be brightness and sunshine, there's also going to be darkness. Where there's going to be strength and good health, there's going to be weakness, sickness, diseases, ill health. Where there's going to be richness, there's going to be poverty. Where there's going to be happiness, joy and rejoicing and merriment, merrymaking, at the same time there's going to be in the person's life some kind of grief, some kind of sorrow, some kind of hardship and difficulties. As Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh beautifully says, Yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham, یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم, جہاں شادی آتی وہیں اب ہے ماتم. یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم, جہاں شادی آتی وہیں اب ہے ماتم. جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے, یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. One happiness, there's a wedding in the family, somebody is getting married, there's so much of happiness, excitement, the halls are hired, the decoration is taking place, the food preparation is being undertaken, and people are traveling far and wide for the trousseau. We don't know whether that is a trousseau. So everything is happening. And then the marriage takes place. Wahi ab hai matam. Then suddenly you find people crying that there's a mayat in the family. That same person who got married passed away. And those days they should take years to hear such kind of news. And now many a times the person just gets married and next thing we hear accident and the person is gone. Or there is sadness that the person is divorced or some other kind of grief and sorrow has overcome. So jahan shaadiyan thi wahi ab hai matam. So that is this dunya, that in this dunya either you are going to have to make sabr or you are going to have to make shukr. Kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. And these two subjects we have dealt with at length many, many times. That there is no other route, there is no other way to reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the only way. Either it is going to be through the route of sabr or through the route of shukr. How many times you must have heard, and again it came to mind, I'm going to repeat.
بےکیفی میں بھی تو ہم نے ایک کیف مسلسل دیکھا ہے جس حال میں بھی وہ رکھتے ہیں اس حال کو اکمل دیکھا ہے جس راہ کو ہم تجویز کریں اس راہ کو اثقل دیکھا ہے جس راہ سے وہ لے جاتے ہیں اس راہ کو اسحل دیکھا ہے.
The condition in which my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps me, it is the best of all conditions. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his wisdom decided that for this person the best is sickness, weakness, ill health, poverty and whatever it may be, so then that is the best condition. Allah ta'ala knows best that for this person Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is using all these tests as a means of getting him high positions in Jannat. And he knows if you're going to give him plenty of wealth and good health, then this person could end up in the wrong places. So it's an ihsan and fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he is saving him from those wrong places through this sickness and weakness and poverty. And for some people that poverty, sickness, weakness is a means of elevation of their status and position. But that does not mean that the person must start asking for sickness, weakness and ill health. He must ask for afiyat, salamati and the best. But if it comes away, then he has to make sabr. What else can he do? But make use of the means that Allah Ta'ala has created. Go out into the marketplace and try. After that, accept whatever is taqdeer. If we're not going to accept it, then there's going to be depression. Then there's definitely going to be depression because the person is not accepting what is in his taqdeer now. He made the right effort, the correct effort. It must not be like that man, 80-year-old, one young 16, 17-year-old girl was married. The parents gave her in marriage to this old man just because he had a big potlu of money. So now she gave it. Now she gave him, he gave her away. And that marriage didn't work. How is it going to work? How can she live with such an old man? But she was forced into that marriage. So when they complained, was at Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Alayh. So he said, Hazrat, kya karun taqdeer? So he got so angry on him. He said that you do the wrong thing, you make the wrong decision, you do stupid thing, foolish thing, and after that you say taqdeer, you blame Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So you do the right thing, then after that it is taqdeer, but if you make a stupid decision, then you blame yourself for it. As shaitan, people commit a lot of sins. And after that they blame shaitan. They do it themselves and blame shaitan. So shaitan also, he laughs. And he says, Hansi aati hai mujhe hazrate insaan par. Hansi aati hai mujhe hazrate insaan par. I feel like laughing over this hazrate insaan, this human being. Guna karta hai khud, lanat bhejta hai shaitan par. Does the sin himself, and curse on shaitan, curse on shaitan. So did Allah Ta'ala say you must follow shaitan? So therefore, there is no other way. Either we take the route of sabr, we are taken through the route of sabr or through the route of shukr. At present it just seems like across the board, what can I do? Want to take my life, too depressed, can't seem to survive. What else are we going to do? Agar mar ke bhi chain na aaya to phir kya karoge? The person says, I will take my life. So after taking life, agar mar ke bhi chain na aaya, because you took your life, so that's suicide. So suicide ke baad to aur bhi pitai hogi. So then what are you going to do? But I repeat, that suicide is not an easy thing. If somebody did take his or her life, we must give the person the benefit of the doubt and leave Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to be the judge. Because we don't know in what condition the person took his or her life. Sometimes the person snaps because the depression has reached a level where the person is out of control. His mind is not in his control. So we don't know. We will give the person the benefit of the doubt. But we will still quote the hadith on suicide and we will warn the people that we should not take your life. There is not a solution to the problem. So, hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. And sometimes this is a problem also with in suluk, that the person wants to go towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He wants to change his life. He wants to become pious and he wants to become muttaqi. And he's making all the correct effort also. But sometimes he's finding difficulty. There's obstacles, there's hurdles. So that is what we term as the state of qabz. And I always give the example that if a person wants to go to Cape Town, so on the way he's going to pass through the Karoo, if he's taking that route. Absolutely dry, desert land, nothing there. Wilderness. Very dry, nobody would like to even stop there. Very, very hot. So what must he do? He must not stop there, he must just carry on. If he carries on, then he'll come to the garden route. Now he's getting the beautiful, fragrant flower breeze there. The breeze is blowing over those fragrant flowers and he's inhaling that and he's looking at the beautiful scenery and the beautiful waters flowing and what a beautiful drive. But what must the sensible person do? He must not even stop there because his destination is Cape Town. Now if he stopped at the Karoo also, that's the end of his story. He's not going to reach Cape Town because he said, it's terrible, yeah, how am I going to live here? So nobody asked him to live there. If he carried on a little further, he would have found the garden route. And when he goes across the garden route, now still he mustn't stop because his destination is Cape Town. So the person who is going through good times in his life, he's having peace, happiness, good children, good home and comfort and peace and everything else. So he mustn't stop there because that's not his destination. He wants Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his life. And if he's going through difficulties and hardships and problems, then he must think he's passing the Karoo. He mustn't even stop there. When he's in difficulties, then make sabr. And when he's in good times, then make shukr. And the person will get Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his life. It is like that person who is digging that well. That if the person just digs 2 meters, 5 meters, and then say, well, only sand and dust coming out here, and he gives it up, then he will never reach water. But if this person goes on digging, and goes on digging, then after some time, then he'll reach a stage where there will be sand and water mixed. But he must not even stop there, because you can't drink that. If he has to drink that, he'll die. Sand and water mixed. He must carry on. And if he goes a little further, then he'll strike water. And then when that water will gush forth, then haven't we seen how people scream and shout and... And if his Muslim congregation around that water, Allahu Akbar, what happened? Water came out, water, water. So the person in his life, he must go on digging, go on digging. First there will be sand and dust and stones that are coming out. All the sins that the person has been committing in his life, it has clouded his heart. There's nothing but sand and dust and stone. That rock-hearted, we say rock-hearted. So now he must dig through that rock. And then he will reach a stage where after that some time he will strike water. That means the nur of marifat will then come out of that heart. He will now be swimming deep down in the ocean of marifat. And that is that nur will gush forth after that. When he struck water, then he struck ocean of nur because of that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and the khawf of Allah Ta'ala and khashiyat and that connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Zat-e-Ali. Now he has struck an ocean of nur in his heart. And that is what will then gush forth. And when it gushes forth, then that person who has got that, when it will come out of his mouth, there will be nur in it. Those words also will then go through the ears and affect the heart. And so many people will then drink that water. That water which the person kept on digging that well and it reached. Now how many people are making wuzu with the water here in this masjid? How many people are... Other places where the wells have been dug, they're using it for cooking and baking and washing of clothes and irrigating the lands and how many things then happen. So a person must never lose hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But there will be a little bit of test, a little bit of trial in the beginning. You cannot go to class 1 and immediately get a matric certificate.
person takes grade 1 and he says, no, I want the matric certificate today and today. What will he be told? He says, carry on. Carry on, don't stop. Now he comes to grade 5, grade 8. They say, carry on, don't stop. So if he doesn't stop and he goes on and on, then he'll reach matric. So like that, the person has to continue with this effort. Don't lose hope. Don't make amal for 2 days and say, what is happening? Nothing is happening. So give it up. But don't go backwards. Don't go backwards. Don't go in reverse direction. If the person is on Sirat-e-Mustaqim, so then stay on that road and go forward. And if for some reason the person had to turn back because there was a puncture in the tire, so now he had to turn back to find the garage which was nearest. So then fill up the, get the tire repaired and get back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Don't carry on now in the reverse direction. Otherwise the person will never reach. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. Kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. The shukr also must be from the heart. And the shukr of each part of the body is in accordance with that part, with that organ. The eyes must see that which Allah Ta'ala is pleased with, that is the shukr. Shukr of ear, shukr of tongue. Not just lip service, shukr, shukr, and the person is doing all the haram. As I keep giving that example, that if a person puts on some filthy movie on, puts on a filthy movie, and then, whilst those filthy pictures are coming, na'uzu billah, the person raises his hands. He says, Ya Allah, your shukr, your ihsan, you blessed me with sight. Otherwise, how I would have seen all these things? What fatwa would anyone give of kufr? But he was making shukr. Then why did we give fatwa of kufr? The person was making shukr. Then why did we give fatwa of kufr? Because he didn't say that in the right place. His shukr was in the wrong place. So shukr of each part of the body is according to that ni'mat. Everything of Allah Ta'ala is ni'mat. One person came and complained to us as Mujazzadi Millat. He says, for so many years I've got no children. And I'm very depressed. I don't know what to do. Now, those days he didn't have all the present kind of technology. But in any case, so he said, agar Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala awlaad de, to ye ni'mat hai. Or Allah ta'ala awlaad na de, to ye rahmat hai. He said, if he gives, then it is a ni'mat. But if he doesn't give, then it's a rahmat. Because look at the responsibilities that come with a child. To give it proper bringing, education, and tarbiyah and everything else. So if Allah didn't give, then think it's his rahmat. Now can that person be depressed then? If he considers a child as ni'mat and no child as rahmat. So all these lessons are to give some consolation to people who in these days are feeling so down, so depressed. Somebody in the business, somebody in the home, somebody in the married life, somebody in some other part of the world where he has settled, now suddenly conditions have changed. What do you do? We must keep checking introspection, they say. The way are we going wrong? Where am I going wrong? If the person, to the best of his ability, he is doing that which is pleasing to Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he must truly believe that there's khair in whatever is happening. Then he will be peaceful and happy. Because you can't avoid people being jealous in this world. There are going to be people who will be extremely jealous. If they didn't leave the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, where are they going to leave ordinary people like us? So now if we are going to try and stop everybody's jealousy, it's not going to stop. People are going to be jealous about somebody's wealth, somebody's health, somebody's business, somebody's wife and children, somebody's travel. There's going to be so many different kinds of jealousies. So at that time, what must the person do? He must make sure that his connection with Allah Ta'ala is right. Don't take into account the praises of people and the criticism of people. That is what creates the problem. And when the try and find a solution to the problem, sometimes it is necessary to reply and to answer the critic if you think that it is going to cause some kind of damage to reputation, then it's necessary sometimes to give some answer. But don't take everything to heart, that if the person is criticizing, then look into that criticism. If there is any truth in it, then rectify, irrespective of which quarters it comes from. Don't say, because that little child said that, so how can I accept it? That old person said, how can I accept it? Or that enemy of mine said, how can I accept it? Even if it's an enemy, but if he's telling you the truth, accept it. And if there's no truth in it, to logo ke bura kehne se to bura ho nahi sakta hai zok. If the whole world also tells you, you are a very bad person, terrible person, but you are not bad, you are doing everything right, your akhlaq is right, you are normal, but you are living in an abnormal society, so then nothing wrong, you carry on. Don't let the criticism of people cause depression, and don't let the praises of people cause inflation. So that's all we have to do. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Any bad desires come in the heart, and the person slaughters that desire, makes qurbani of it, lets the blood of his evil desires flow. He lives in the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As long as my Allah is happy, I am happy. What is his hukam, I'm going to fulfill. Meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fazl pina. Ya Allah, I have claimed that I am your abd, I am your slave, I am your servant. So if I am living my life in such a manner that I am obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I slaughter those evil desires that come into my heart, no matter how strong they may be, and it will come, that vicious environment in which we are living, they are going to come. People are getting very frightened. Such terrible thoughts are coming. Let those terrible thoughts come, but don't entertain them. That is our weakness, that we entertain them. If a person has come out of a life of zina, now that real shaitan will play in the head. Now when those thoughts come, then don't entertain them. And don't go anywhere near those things which were the cause of the person's life of sin and vice and evil and misery. He knows what was it that caused him those problems. So now don't go near it. Try and stay away from it. Get rid of those things from one's life and from one's home. And then after that, if there's some mistake, some error, some accidental sin, some temptation the person fell for, so then plenty of istighfar and tawbah. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, he said, what is the sign that the person's heart has gone very hard? Of the different signs that he gave, one of the signs was this, that the person makes guna or commits guna and sins on the strength of tawbah. Why is he committing sin? Because he heard Maulana Sahib say, don't worry how much of sins you may have committed, make istighfar and tawbah. So now he heard that, so now he's committing sins. Why? So he's going to commit sin and make tawbah. Commit sin and make tawbah. Then that is a joke, and it's a mockery. And the danger is that Allah Ta'ala may snatch away the tawfiq of tawbah, and the person then could die in a prostitute quarters, in a cinema, or in some other kind of haram. And then all his sins get exposed, like the cat that hides its tool under the sand, and one rain comes and everything is exposed after that. How long are we going to conceal all these sins? How long are we going to carry on? Sincere tawbah is required. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fazl pina. Then see what nice, beautiful life Allah Ta'ala will give. Peace of mind, contentment and satisfaction. As I have repeatedly said, that word sukoon itself, drag it, sukoon, the person will sleep away. Because loves he can't, that neend aa jaati hai. Sukoon, Allah Ta'ala will give the person sukoon. Sukoon e dil, sakina will descend. Carry on.
ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا، کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا، کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا، کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا، یہ تیری رضا، یہ تیری رضا میں جی، یہ تیری رضا میں جینا، یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا، یہ تیری رضا میں جینا، یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا، میری عبدیت پہ یا رب، میری عبدیت پہ یا رب، یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا، ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی، مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی، تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب، مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی، تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب، تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا، تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا، تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا، ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن
میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. Whether people like it or not, whether the society likes it or not, whether mankind likes it or not, میری زندگی کا حاصل، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. To live amongst those who are your ushaq, who are your lovers, O Allah, and to die amongst them, that is the hasil of my zindagi. My life support. You say life support. So that is my life support. Because if you are going to be amongst the ushaq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if you're going to stay in the company of those who are lovers of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they are the recipients of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat and mercy and tajalli all the time. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala casts a special glance of mercy upon those who are His ushaq, who are His lovers. Those who have given their life for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those whose hearts have been given to Allah ta'ala, they live amongst people, they eat, they drink, they laugh, they joke, they travel, they do everything, they marry, they run their businesses, but their hearts have been given to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever is the marzi and the happiness and the joy and the wish and the will and the desire of my Allah, then that is my will, my wish, my desire. As one person was asked, he says, Kaisa hai mizaj? How are you? He said, Us shakhs ka mizaj kya poochte ho ke dunya ke andar har cheez uski marzi ke mutabik chal rahi hai. What are you asking about how you feeling to a person who says that everything in this world is happening according to his will? So he said, that's a statement of kufr. How can you say a thing like that, that everything is happening according to your will? He says, don't rush into fatwa of kufr straight away. Who is running the whole universe? Allah. And whatever is the will of Allah, I have resigned my will to the will of Allah Ta'ala. So whatever Allah Ta'ala decides, I am also happy with it. So that's why everything is happening according to my will. So the person who is living amongst people, dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. In the occupation of the world also they stayed ba khuda with Allah Ta'ala. They stayed with everybody, but yet they were away from everybody. In a million people also they found themselves alone with Allah Ta'ala. And how is that possible? It's possible because the person is doing everything as Allah wills. So he's with Allah Ta'ala.
میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا. That's the only way in these times of fitna that the person can protect himself and safeguard himself. The moment you go out, then we know what the condition is. But staying in a company of people who are going towards the masjid, who are reading the Quran Sharif, who are talking good things, who are discussing things that are pleasing to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are enjoying the namats of Allah ta'ala also. Sometimes they are even having picnic also. But in that also they are enjoying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That they are not engaging in any kind of haram, any kind of bad language or filthy discussion. Everything is according to Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will and wish. So even in that they are with Allah ta'ala. How simple and easy and practical life is. And then when there is time for Amar bil Maruf, Nahi anil Munkar, he does that. When there is time to cry before Allah Ta'ala, he does that. When it is time to laugh and cheerful and joke with people, then he does that. With children, he is like a child, and with the Shaykhul Hadith, he is like a Shaykhul Hadith. Doesn't mean that with little children also you straight away talk Bukhari Sharif and Tirmizi Sharif. The little child comes and make Assalamu Alaikum Rahmatullah Alayhi, then you say, Qala Imam Al-Hafiz Fil Hadith. There is difference for everyone. There is a difference. That is what we mean by ba khuda rahe. And then after that, what he says in this poetry, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatum, we will stop there for tonight. But this is what he says: Tere aashiqon se seekha, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya Rab. مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ وے کڈ آئی این انسگنیفیکنٹ سلیو آف یورز ہیو لرنڈ اباؤٹ یور لو As Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Kapde walo se kapda milta hai, Doodh walo se doodh milta hai, Gosht walo se gosht milta hai, Allah walo se Allah milta hai. You go to the dairy, you'll get milk. And if you go to the butcher shop, you'll get meat. And if you go to the fruit shop, you'll get fruit. So where are you going to get Allah from? Allah you will get by the Allah walas. And there's no shortage of them in the world. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got in every city, every country, every town, some Allah walas. We will have to search for them. We will have to look for the sifat and qualities and attributes of Allah walas in them. And if we find it, then we will have to stay with them. We'll have to learn from them. We'll have to imbibe and take and absorb and digest. Then we will also become Allah walas. Simple and easy. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Fear Allah, O ye believers, and join the truthful ones. That is the way that we will also become truthful. But the condition is that the person must have sincerity and ikhlas. There must be nothing else. The murid must be sincere also, and the shaykh also must be sincere. If there is a deficiency, and if a person is not making progress, or his akhlaq and his muamalat and his muasharat is not changing, his dealings are not changing, his etiquette not changing, his morals not changing, his behavior not changing, the person is not changing in any way, then there is a deficiency somewhere. Either there's a deficiency in the shaykh, or there's a deficiency in the murid. Somebody is not sincere. And sometimes both are not sincere. But if there is sincerity on both sides, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system is such that then that person will change. But if the person is staying in the right company, but at the same time he is dealing in haram, so then the nur of the zikr and tilawat and ibadat is not going to come into his life because he's selling haram, he's eating haram, and he's purchasing on interest and he's taking interest. Now all those kind of things are going on with his dealings. So then he will not benefit from that
But one benefit you will still get if he is sincere, that those majalis and those programs will instill in him some kind of muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, which will then lead him, inshallah, to change even those haram dealings. And then he could become again Allah Wala. So, tere aashiqo se seekha tere sange dar pe marna. It is only through the ushaq and the lovers of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that we can learn the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is the whole purpose of my trip tomorrow to Karachi. It's not for some trade and investment and marketing and distribution. I'm going there for investment, that is true. But that investment is of a different kind. People are saying in the Ramadan, Maulana, you charged our batteries, so now we need to charge our batteries. If you drew away all the power from the battery, then what's going to happen to my battery then? So we have to go and charge ours too. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give me also that noor of taqwa, the noor of iman, the noor of yaqeen. Allah ta'ala, give me His muhabbat and His love to so much, and the love and ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so much that it becomes extremely easy to do everything pleasing to Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That our life must be nothing but tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna. And it is a consensus of great, great akabir of our time, great, great walis of our time, great, great ulama, muftis, and mashayikh of our time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed our Hazrat Mullah Kimood Akhtar Sahib Damod Barakatum. In fact, the title of his Arif Billah was given to him by an Arif Billah. So it's not like how we distribute titles today. Everyone is Hazrat, everyone is Qari Sahib, Mufti Sahib, Haji Sahib. Lots of titles. Tajul Sharia, Wahidul Dahr, and Faridul Asr, and I don't know what titles we give to everyone. But so that is the only reason. Even for a little while and a few days also in the sohbat and the company of the pious and the righteous, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala changes the condition of a person. Then of course the person has got so many other things that has to be done. It doesn't mean that that person just after that will read tasbih and do nothing else. But this is like what we term as battery recharge, spiritual battery. So for the next week there's going to be no programs. Inshallah, after that the following week program will be announced. Make a lot of dua. Allah Ta'ala take me safely in good health. Amen. And fill this dirty, filthy heart up with His muhabbat, with His love. Wallah, I'm telling you, there's no love left for anything. I make use of everything. But it is the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that the only thing that I want now is the love of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This heart has been, Allah ta'ala must make it such that it is emptied and is not just show business. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat 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 ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Khaja sahab says, O Allah, all other desires have left my heart now. I have emptied my heart. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Ya Allah, I have emptied my heart for Your love. Don't deprive me of Your love. So make use of the ni'mats of this world, of this dunya. Allah Ta'ala has created nothing wrong. But give the heart to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub, Allah. تو رحیم ہے، تو کریم ہے، تو ستار ہے، تو غفار ہے، تو ہمارا خالق ہے، تو ہمارا مالک ہے. او مائی موسٹ لونگ کیئرنگ بیوٹیفل اللہ، او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ، forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins or minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. My most beloved Allah, my most beloved Allah, don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless us all with good health, spiritual and physical. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive us, our parents, our children, our wives, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, hum sabko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de, zillat aur ruswai se hamari hifazat farma. ہم بہت کمزور ہیں میرے اللہ، وی ایکسٹریملی ویک سرونٹس آف یورز. مائی بلاوڈ اللہ، ڈونٹ ٹرن اوے یور گلانس آف مرسی فار گیونیس بیکاز آف اوور سنس. بیکم اوز اینڈ میک از یورز، بیکم اوز اینڈ میک از یورز. وی نو دیٹ وی ڈونٹ ڈیزرو اینی تھنگ، بٹ یا اللہ، یو آر دا ون ہو گیوز ٹو دوز ہو ڈونٹ ڈیزرو. یور ٹریجرز آر ان لمیٹڈ مائی بلاوڈ اللہ. Bless us from your unlimited treasures. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or amongst us, bless them with complete shifa. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. My beloved Allah, clean our hearts of envy and jealousy. Why should we be envious and jealous of what you give? It is your distribution, it is from your treasures. Ya Allah, we also seek from your treasures. Give us contentment of the heart, satisfaction in our souls. Protect us and safeguard us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. اے میرے مولا، میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا، زمین میری. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا. وہ ہو جائے میرا، میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا. ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہوگی، ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی، اب تو آ جا، اب تو آ جا. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the ummah is facing around the globe, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kashmir. Ya Allah, which part of the world the Ummah is not going through hardships and difficulties? Their homes are being bombed. Innocent lives are being taken. Little children are being shot and killed. Old people are not being spared. Missiles are being thrown, Ya Allah. یا اللہ ان ظالموں کو ہدایت دے دے. But if hidayat is not in their muqaddar, then destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Ya Allah, ان کے اوپر تیرا عذاب مسلط کر دے, ان کے اوپر تیرا عذاب مسلط کر دے, ان ظالموں کو ایسی سزا دے کہ یا اللہ دردناک سزا کے سب کے لیے عبرت ہو جائے. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the hardships, the difficulties, the problems, the tests, the trials, the sickness, the diseases, the poverty, the... Mere Allah, that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you is experiencing. Ya Allah, with your fazl and with your ihsan, with your kindness, remove those difficulties, pains, problems and suffering. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. My one thing I would like to tell you that in Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatun's poetry, he says in one place, kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. So he doesn't say only I am the one in the world. He says, kisi ahle dil ki sohbat. So whoever is bayat to whichever shaykh, as long as the shaykh is shaykh kamil, the khalis, the person is not motivated by anything else, no greed for wealth or anything like that. He hasn't made murids just to milk them. No other purpose. These mashayikh of ours, what else do they want from us? Nothing. So whosoever in the whichever part of the world who is an ahle dil, that is the condition. If you get his sohbat, inshallah you will get Allah Ta'ala. Because sometimes people do comparisons. My shaykh is better than your shaykh. His shaykh is better than that shaykh. We shouldn't do any comparison. What do we know whose stage is what? Yes, we must love those who are Allah walas, and we must consider our shaykh as anfa, the one who is most beneficial for our Islam. But we don't reject and condemn and criticize anyone else. If you have 100 heart specialists in the city, and all qualified, and they all are practicing, so if a person is sick, he's got a heart problem, then he's going to find out from people who have undergone operation, heart operations, and find out that how many people have been successful. If they say that this heart specialist, out of the 100 that he operated upon, 90 reached the Qabristan, then we'll say, I don't wish to be the 91st one. But if we hear that majority of those who went to the person, some can go away Qabristan, but the majority were cured. So then we will go to that surgeon and submit our heart. So just like that, find out, check around, look into the akhlaq, the character, look at the sifat, and after that if you find the right one, then you submit yourself. So you consider himself as anfa. But now we won't condemn all the rest of the heart specialists in the city. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us proper understanding, otherwise this whole suluk and bayat and piri and muridi, everything has become so confusing these days because of the number of bogus people that are coming into this field. Wherever there is some money to make, you will find a lot of bogus people will come. Now at present they see people are getting interested now in bayat and piri, muridi and all that. So you get so many people rising and claiming.
And the person who claims that I am a great waliullah and great buzrug and you must become bayat to me. In fact, one person says, the moment you shake hand with him, say, you bayat now, don't worry, you bayat to me. He said, but I only shook your hand. He said, don't worry, you bayat now. You my murids. You made musafa, you my murids. He said, now is that, ab ye koi murid hua hai.
Demand is your eyes obstructing, you get most of our